Well, we heard earlier about the return to offices today for many workers, but today also sees the return of indoor group activities like sports, art and dance classes and men's sheds. And that's what we're going to talk about now, because the Irish Men's Sheds Association is fully reopening this week after being closed since the pandemic began. Around 12,000 men attend 360 men's sheds in the Republic of Ireland. We'll talk to the chief executive of the Irish Men's Sheds Association shortly. But first, Michael Gorman, who's a member of the Belturbet Men's Shed in County Cavan, told our reporter Joan O'Sullivan how much the return of men's sheds means to him.
I live alone, and I look forward to the camaraderie and the crack and the banter that we go through, you know, in the men's shed. We've seen a difference in the men, you know, the physical and the mental well-being of our members, including myself. And we've seen how much they've missed it, how much they need it. Very isolating for most of our members. I'd say for most of the men coming back this week, you know, has probably meant they're not paying attention to every ache and pain and giving, you know, huge significance to those. And suddenly, we're giving them a reason to concentrate on other things. Yeah. You know, and for me personally, it has meant a large part of that. And I know for other lads, it's meant the same thing. You know, they're focusing on other things, positive things. They're focusing, they're planning things that we're going to do in the coming months. You know, and that's a huge thing. Give people hope.
Give people hope. That was Michael Gorman from Belturbet in County Cavan. And we can talk now to Enda Egan, Chief Executive of the Irish Men's Sheds Association. Enda, good morning. You must be glad to see this day coming.
Good morning, Justin. We are indeed, I suppose. It's been the light at the end of the tunnel that's been there for the last 19 months. Unfortunately, the tunnel just kept extending. But thank God we're there this morning. Yeah, and men, as Michael said in your piece there, really looking forward to getting back into the shed and creating those friendships and those bonds once again.
What was lost when men's sheds closed down?
I think for individual members, a huge amount, to be honest. You know, the shed is unique really in terms of the camaraderie that's there, the friendships that are built there. Prior to the sheds closing down and prior to the pandemic, members who were attending the sheds, about 2% felt that they were lonely. And then during the pandemic, that shot up to almost 40%. So that gives you an indication of how important the sheds are, just from a social isolation point of view and mitigating against the factors of social isolation. Yes. and particularly mental health.
I know you're concerned that not all of the men's sheds will reopen this week. Why is that?
Yeah, we have a huge concern just from our own internal research and knowledge that about 55 sheds we were real concerned about are not going to reopen for a number of reasons. Part of it is that some of the leaders of those sheds, unfortunately, may no longer be with us. For other reasons, some of the leaders in those sheds, you know, may have health issues that they didn't have 19 months ago, are no longer available, I suppose, to participate in the sheds. And where you have sheds that have been recently set up, that leadership and that momentum that some people bring to the table has been lost. Then for other sheds, it's a financial issue where, you know, over the last 19 months they've had no income. And the period of time coming up to Christmas is actually very important for sheds as they get involved in making arts and crafts and stuff that they sell at Christmas time to generate income. So there's a number of factors involved in it, but certainly we have huge concerns that without the kind of support that's required, both financially and on the ground, that there are a number of sheds that may not return.
Okay, and very briefly, can you tell us if people do want their sheds to reopen, how can they help?
Yeah, well, look, at locally, I think the big issue is membership, and I would put a call out to people this morning If you have an interest in joining the shed, you know, everybody is welcome in the shed. There's a role for everybody there. Okay. You don't have to be good at particular things, you know. And membership is huge. I would also say that we have the budget coming up on the 12th of October, and that creates a good opportunity for the government, I think, to give the kind of recognition that the sheds require on the ground and get that support.
Well, I'm sure they're listening this morning. Enda Egan, Chief Executive of the Irish Men's Sheds Association, thank you very much indeed for talking to us this morning.